Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. And this week, we are sampling some of our favorite food-themed games. I'm here with singer-sous-chef Jonathan Colton.
I usually say singer-songwriter, but that is fine. I actually am very good at chopping vegetables, FYI.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
How are you with sauces?
I'm okay with sauces. I'm better with... my knife skills are pretty good, though. It sounds creepier than I intended.
It does sound creepier.
Yeah. We're about to serve you a delicious amuse-bouche.
Oh.
Our next game sounds delicious. In fact, that's what it's called. That's the name of the game.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
No, it's the name of the game is Sounds Delicious with puzzle guru Greg Pliska.
This next game is called Sounds Delicious. And when I think of delicious, I think music game. Right, Jonathan?
Yes. Yes, you do. That's because you know me. If there's one thing I love as much as music, it's food. Yeah. And if there's another thing, it's songs about food. And if there were a third thing, it would be games about songs about food. Oh. I dream about games about songs about food. And apparently I love a lot of things. Those are just three of them.
Okay, well, you're going to love our next two contestants, Denise Huth and Ryan Finelli. Denise and Ryan, you have a lot in common. You both share a profession. You're both high school chemistry teachers, and you both share a bed.
Yes!
That we do.
Okay. Boyfriend, girlfriend, live together?
We do live together, yes.
All right, so how long have you been living together?
A couple months.
Denise, how's it going?
Okay.
What is one improvement you'd like to give Ryan over the radio?
Oh, man.
I think he should learn to use the Swiffer.
Whoa!
And so it begins. Ryan, get out of there, man. Get out of there.
Ryan, I would ask one thing you would give Denise, but I don't think you have any requests.
Doesn't matter anyway.
That's right. Oh, you're going to be fine.
Well, in this game, you two lovers will be mashing up songs that feature foods in their titles with the names of actual foods. So first I'm going to play part of a song, then Ophira will give you a clue to a food. You will need to remember both the title of the song and the food, and then combine them. You are confused because this is confusing. I'm going to give you an example right now. Here's how it works. Cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
And then I'm going to give you a food clue. A pretty cool basic building block of a salad. So when you combine the song title with the food, the answer is obviously cheeseburger in paradiseburg lettuce.
Okay. Each clue is going to take about 25 minutes to get to it.
We have granola bars and bananas.
Yeah, that's right. This is what they call a driveway moment, if you have a very long driveway. I know your brains are exploding right now. Just remember, in every answer, the title of the song will come first, and then the food will be added at the end at a certain syllabic pivot point. Forget it.
It's a fulcrum.
You're doomed. It's not going to work. The song and the food will overlap in some way. Everybody's going to have a great time. Here we go. Here's your first song.
I know a guy who's tough but sweet. He's so fine he can't be beat. He's got everything that I desire. Sets up my son on fire. I want this thing.
And here's your food clue. A Halloween confection that kind of tastes like wax. Denise.
I want candy corn?
Yes!
Yeah, see? And we were so worried.
Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to.
Here's your food clue. A round breakfast bread with a hole in it that incorporates all the flavors in the world. Ryan.
Strawberry Fields for Everything Bagel.
Yes! Brilliant. You're feeling pretty good right now, both of you.
Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of this fruit. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of this fruit. These fruits come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown.
Food clue. It's a dish that features a type of mollusk found on land. French land, specifically. Ryan.
Peach escargot?
Yes!
Love is like a bomb, baby, come on, get it on. Living like a lover with a red iPhone. Looking like a tramp, like a video vamp. Demolition woman, can I be your man? Hey, hey! Take the bottle, shake it up. Break the bubble, break it up.
This soy-based broth is typically served before sushi. They are thinking.
Oh.
Ryan.
Is it pour some sugar on miso soup?
Yes!
Take a minute.
All right, this is your last clue.
Call my baby Jonathan Colton, tell you why. Because he's sweeter than an apple pie. And when he does a shaky rockin' dance, man, I haven't got a chance. I call him Jonathan Colton, Jonathan Colton, oh Johnny, 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 Jonathan Colton, Jonathan Colton, oh Johnny, 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 Jonathan Colton, Jonathan Colton, oh Johnny, 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 Jonathan Colton.
Thanks, everybody.
Here's your food clue. This bite-sized fried seafood dish is popular at Red Lobster. Denise.
Lollipop corn shrimp?
Yes.
Yes.
Puzzle guru Greg Pliska.
Ryan is our winner.
Congratulations, Ryan. You are going to our final round coming at the end of the show. They hug.
See, they still love each other. Oh, that's wonderful.
He's going out to buy a Swiffer right now.
When it comes to really hard games like the souffle of the puzzle world, it's definitely an anagram game.
That's the true test of any puzzler. And honestly, either you got it or you don't.
That's right. It never gets easier, except for we thought maybe it would be easier if we did them about food.
No, it's not an easier.
No, it's not. But when you do it right, you feel very full. But let's see how our contestants Blake Olmsted and Mark Kujawski fare along with puzzle guru John Chinesky. Well, our next game is called Crisp Game Arenas. And now I've learned something. That's when the title of the game doesn't make any sense. It's because we're talking about anagrams. That's right. In this case, Crisp Game Arenas is what you get when you rearrange the letters to make recipe anagrams. You both are smiling, which means that you're ready. So contestants, in this game, you have to identify the culinary dish based on its anagram. As a hint, we'll give you a list of its main ingredients. For example, if we said ski trip secretaries made of marshmallows, rice cereal, and butter, you would say, oh, of course, Rice Krispies treats. Good luck. You're going to need it. Nasal comics made with clams, lemon juice, breadcrumbs, and bacon. Mark.
Clams Casino?
That is correct. A conceited truffle made with flat pasta, Parmesan cheese, and butter. Flat pasta, Parmesan cheese. Blake.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Yes, nice. Indeed it is. Very gratifying coming up with these answers, isn't it, right?
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it feels intense. A ham, I lack a knitsack made with chicken, tomatoes, and yogurt. Mark.
Chicken tiki marsala?
I say we take it,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I say we're going to
take
it.
Chicken tiki marsala.
Dough, no neck crucible. Made with chicken breast, ham, and Swiss cheese. Mark.
Chicken cordon bleu?
Chicken cordon
yes.
bleu is correct. Benign elf towel. Beef tenderloin, mushrooms, and puff pastry.
Oh.
Mark.
I can picture it. It's my mother made it
describe
last
it to
Christmas.
Me.
She's going to kill me.
Blake wants you to give him all the details.
How about if I told you that this dish defeated Napoleon?
Or is a city in New Zealand?
What, Beef Wellington.
Beef yes. Wellington. Congratulations, Mark. You are going to be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show.
I can cook a little, but it's not a lot to shout about. It's kind of mean cuisine. So I eat out. Hey, the no meat, the Greek and the chicken, the Italian, the Indian too. They all say, here comes that sad American man again. What are we gonna do? Well, you can put me in the table, in the corner, in the back, unless you got one in the telephone booth. I'm here and I'm alone again, it's sad, but it's the truth. No, I'm not expecting anyone, is that beyond belief? Give me a take away the candle, never mind the aperitif. I can cook a little, but it's not a lot to shout about. It's kind of mean cuisine, so I eat out.
We all have heard that thing that you're supposed to drink 8 glasses of water a day, but most of us don't do it. Lucky for you, listening to this next game, a final round based around aquatic terminology, sort of counts as one of those glasses.
And I know some of you out there are listening very closely to the show and taking notes as you go. I just want to warn you, don't be alarmed when you hear some different contestants' voices. This is a favorites episode, and we are giving you a taste from several different shows. Puzzle guru John Chinesky leads these contestants in our Ask Me One More final round.
Now we are going to crown this week's grand champion. Let's bring back from We Hate Bagginses, Bruce Schwartz. From What Month Is It Anyway, Saul Himes. From Just In Time Impressions, Rich Steves. From Common Denominators, Annalie Fannin. And from the Disney Wrong Book, Jason Samuels. Puzzle guru John Chinesky, can you please crown our winner?
This final round is called Waterlogged. In this round, every correct answer will be a word, phrase, or proper noun that contains the name of a body of water or waterway. For example, if we said, she starred in the John Waters movie Hairspray before becoming a TV talk show host, you would say Ricky Lake. Remember, every answer contains the name of some sort of body of water or waterway. Here we go. Bruce. In 1971, Starbucks opened its first coffee house in this Pacific Northwest city.
Seattle?
Seattle is correct, yes. Saul. He directed all 3 Transformers movies.
Michael Bay?
Michael Bay's right. Rich. This company makes the Cran Energy cranberry juice drink.
Ocean Spray.
Ocean Spray's right. Annalie. James Vanderbeek played the title character on this WB teen drama series.
Dawson's Creek.
That's right, Dawson's Creek. Jason. This actor who starred in the movie Stand By Me had a brother named Joaquin.
River Phoenix.
Yes, River Phoenix. Bruce. You do this with your remote control when there's nothing good on TV. 3 seconds.
Channel Surf.
Yes, Channel Surf. Got it in. Good. Saul. Known in medicine as the auditory meatus, you'll often find a lot of wax in it.
The external ear canal.
Ear canal is right. Very good. Very good, doctor. Thank you. Doctor? Thank you, doctor.
External ear canal.
External, yes. Not to be confused with any other ear canal. Okay.
Show off.
Rich, this legendary comedian hosts Fashion Police on E. 3 seconds. Rich, step aside for now. Let's see if Annalie knows it. Annalie, this legendary comedian hosts Fashion Police on E. 3 seconds. Annalie, step aside. Let's see if Jason knows it. Jason.
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers is correct. We have to say goodbye to Annalie and Rich. All right. Bruce, this thoroughbred was the subject of a best-selling nonfiction book and a 2003 film starring Tobey Maguire and Jeff Bridges.
Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit is right. Saul, it's the school that Slater, Zach, and Screech attended on Saved by the Bell.
Bayside High?
Yes, Bayside High School. Wow. Jason, this outdoor sports magazine is sometimes abbreviated as F&S. 3 seconds. Jason, step aside. Let's see if Bruce knows what it is. F&S, Bruce?
Field and Stream.
Field and Stream is right. Thank you, Jason. We're down to two. We're down to Bruce and Saul, and it's Saul's turn. Saul. To commemorate an infamous event in American history, this day is observed every December 7th. 3 seconds. Step aside, Saul. Let's see if Bruce knows it. Bruce, do you know?
Pearl Harbor Day.
Pearl Harbor Day. And yes, Bruce, you are our grand winner. Way to go. Thank you, Saul.
Stick a fork in us because we're done. That's all the time we have for this favorites episode, but if you're hungry for more, you can join us for a game anytime, anyplace by subscribing to our podcast on iTunes, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Our house musician was Jonathan Coulton.
Hey, his name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzle gurus were John Chinesky, Noah Tarno, Mary Tobler, and Greg Pliska. Our puzzle editor is Art Chung.
Narc Thug.
With additional puzzle writing by Noah Tarno, Karen Lurie, Josiah Madigan, James Ramsey, and Kyle Beakley. Ask Me Another is produced by Jesse Baker.
Jab Seekers.
Josh Rogerson.
Rhinos Jog So.
John Asante.
Hat, no jeans.
Eleanor Kagan.
An Orange Lake.
And our intern, Annabelle Bacon.
An ABBA clone.
Along with Portia Robertson-Migas and Eric Newsom. We are recorded by Paul Ruest, Damon Whittemore, Noriko Okabe, and David Hurtgen. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, the Bell House.
Hot Heel Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm Her Ripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.